AI geopolitics, licensing, and the labor question. Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei and Google DeepMind's Demis Hassabis showed up at the G7 this week to pitch a US-led AI coalition. The community response was immediate and uniformly skeptical. The top-voted comment captured the mood. If my trillion-dollar industry is only 6 months ahead of a Chinese PhD with a bunch of GPUs, I would also seek a coalition. Others pointed out the obvious credibility problem. The same US government that started a tariff war with Europe, threatened Greenland, and backed pro-Russia politicians in EU elections is now asking allies to co-fund American AI infrastructure. The F-35 analogy kept surfacing. The US retains total control, partners fund, and get minimal contribution rights. None of this is new. Back in OpenAI's early days, Altman's team outlined how a coalition of labs could coordinate through an IAEA-like body. That vision never materialized. What changed is that DeepSeek proved the cost moat argument is thin, and now the labs want regulatory barriers instead. As one commenter put it, without regulation, no moat. Meanwhile, a user discovered that Anthropic hard blocks Claude from outputting the verbatim text of copyleft licenses. AGPL3, GPL3, MPL2.0, LGPL. 2.1, EPL2.0, Apache 2.0, SSPL, and BSL all refused. Permissive licenses like MIT, BSD2, BSD3, and Unlicense went through fine. The blocked list maps almost perfectly to licenses longer than 300 words, which makes the most plausible explanation a verbatim reproduction safeguard rather than an ideological stance. Multiple commenters noted the irony of spending tokens generating a license file instead of copy-pasting it. But there is a sharper read if agentic coding makes copyleft matter again, because agents need source access to modify software. Then the largest agent provider selectively blocking copyleft text is worth watching, even if the mechanism is mundane. Daniel Miesler offered what he calls a unified theory of AI and jobs. His thesis: both camps are right. Lots of jobs will vanish, lots will appear, but the new employability bar will be dramatically higher, producing a K-shaped split between those who adapt and those who do not. He frames this as escape velocity, a binary threshold, not a gradient. The list of thriving via struggling traits reads more like a self-help manifesto than labor economics curiosity good. Netflix bad, and it conveniently sidesteps structural questions about who gets access to retraining. But the K-shape framing itself has legs. We have tracked this since edition 234, when Microsoft/ACM research showed AI creating seniority-biased technological change, amplifying experienced engineers while dragging down juniors. Miesler's contribution is packaging the split as a personal optimization problem. Whether that framing helps or merely flatters the already thriving is the question he does not answer.
Local AI, the hardware arms race continues. The 4X RTX 5060 T-Build saga continues. One builder assembled a quad-card rig on an MSI MIG Z890 UniFiX board using M.2 to PCIe adapters to slot two extra GPUs via PCIe 5.0 X4 CPU lanes. Memory overclocking hit plus 6000 MT/s on most cards. The goal, Qwen 3.627B at Q8 with 64 GB of combined VRAM. The update was less triumphant. Both M2-connected GPUs drop off the PCIe bus under VLLM load. Another user reported their 4X 5060T rig hitting 120 tokens/second on Qwen 3.635B via Llama.cpp, which is the real benchmark people care about. The 5060T at $400-ish remains the price-performance sweet spot for multi-GPU local inference, but PCIe bandwidth constraints on consumer boards keep biting. On the Mac side, Antares's DS4 engine now runs DeepSeek 4 Flash on an M3 Max with 96 GB unified memory via SSD streaming. Performance: 11 to 13 tokens slash second generation, 3 to 5 second time to first token after warm cache. The catch is prefill. 36K tokens takes 2.5 minutes, which kills any agentic coding loop where context rebuilds between tool calls. One user's workaround: pair DS4 Flash with a smaller model for the file reading step. Reserve the big model for final generation only. Another reported that on an M3 Ultra, DS4 Flash at IQ2XXS matched Gemma 431 BQ4 speeds at 32 tokens/second. The SSD wear question is legitimate for daily use, but the capability floor keeps dropping. A model that needed data center hardware a year ago now runs on a laptop, slowly. The Anthropic service interruption this week catalyzed a builder who had been expecting exactly this moment. Bance is a fully local AI personal assistant running on Gemma 4B. Gmail summarization by category, Google Calendar integration, web search, real-time system monitoring, scheduled tasks, and early Wayland desktop control. All on CPU, no GPU required. The comments were more interesting than the project itself. The highest-rated response nailed the real difficulty. The model was not the hard bit. The hard bit was everything around it. Memory that doesn't turn into junk. Permissions narrow enough to trust. Retries when a task half fails. The boundary between what the assistant can see, what it can act on, and what still requires explicit approval. That turned out to be the design center, not the chat interface, not the persona. A streaming co-pilot project pushed local inference to the edge. Literally. Running on a Jetson AGX Orin with 61 GB RAM, it does live transcription via Faster Whisper Large V3 Turbo on CUDA, about 0.06 RTF. Basically real-time, feeds suggestions through a local Alama model Gemma 4, and surfaces them in a web dashboard. Multi-platform chat integration Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, post-stream report cards, session replay. No audio or transcript leaves the device. The Jetson angle is new territory for the local AI movement. The jump from can I run a model on my desktop to can I run a real-time streaming co-pilot on edge hardware.
Agentic coding, the harness problem. Local coding agents are good now, but the babysitting problem has not gone away. One practitioner's workflow is the same loop everyone converges on. Small task, run tests, check diff, fix the weird part, repeat. Local models drift when task boundaries are vague. Refactor this module fails. Change this method signature and update all callers in this file mostly works. The most sophisticated workaround reported. Use Opus to babysit a local Quinn, having the frontier model write notes so the cheap model can handle the same task in future runs. Another user runs Quinn 3.6.2.7b inside an ephemeral Docker container with Opus overseeing. An 80/20 token ratio of local to frontier, molecular task slices, checkpoint and destroy after each feature slice. The pattern is clear. Local models need a supervisor, and the supervisor is currently another model. A YouTube walkthrough of a Fable 5 agentic OS. Really a Claude code wrapper with a visual HUD layer. Demonstrated the skill architecture approach. Faster Whisper handles speech to text. A three-tier routing system regex. Haiku. Local model dispatches commands. Headless Claude code PFLAG executes them. And Kokoro TTS voices the responses. The key insight is not the Fable 5 branding. The system does not require Fable 5 and mostly runs on Opus/Sonnet. It is the skill backbone. Every manual workflow becomes a reusable skill with a button. Obsidian integration provides persistent knowledge. The $200/month API credits coming for headless mode will lower the barrier, but the architecture pattern matters more than the specific implementation. The editorial framing that pulls all of this together came from a video essay arguing that agent maintenance is the real story of 2026. The central example. Vercel improved its sales agent by removing 80% of its tools. Four principles emerged. First, agents break when models get better. A harness tuned for a weak model becomes a drag on a stronger one. Second, agents inherit organizational crud, stale wikis, outdated processes, drifted definitions. Third, the big labs bet on the harness flywheel. Better models help build better harnesses, which make agents more useful, which justify better models. Fourth, the question everyone needs to answer is, what is my harness? Stuart Brand's maintenance of everything provided the frame. Agents are more like sailboats than apps. You do not launch them once. The weather changes, the lines loosen, salt gets into everything. Five checks. Sources, are they current? Reach permission still right? Job definition, has it silently changed? Proof trails, can a human verify? And value, does anyone read the output? On the tooling side, OpenClaw published a shared agent skills repository. Canonicalskill.md workflows for review closeout, remote validation, session transcripts and task handoff, installable via synlinks into Claude Code or Codex skill directories. The goal: write a workflow once, reuse everywhere, stop hand copying skill.md files across repos. Trail of Bits, by comparison, has accumulated 94 plugins with 201 plus skills and 84 specialized agents. The gap between 5 shared skills in a GitHub repo and 400 plus reference files encoding domain expertise is exactly the maintenance problem the editorial described. The Agentic Resource Discovery ARD specification, developed by contributors from Microsoft, Google, GoDaddy, and Hugging Face, addresses the layer beneath skills. How do agents find tools and capabilities at runtime instead of needing them pre-installed? ARD defines a static manifest format aicatalog.json at a well-known URL and a dynamic registry REST API. Hugging Face shipped a reference implementation over their hub, wrapping existing spaces search into ARD catalog entries for skills
MCP servers, and raw space metadata. The verify step matters most. Discovery without publisher verification just industrializes trusting strangers. The AV Curator repo from Hemlavera represents the other end of the spectrum. A single-purpose agent tool for audiovisual content curation, the kind of narrow utility that AARD registries are designed to surface.
Open models and community power. VibeThinker 3B is reportedly crushing MathQA benchmarks at levels typically associated with 30-parameter models. The community reaction was appropriately split. The Impress camp noted the chain of thought quality. What's impressive isn't that it solved them, it's that it had a coherent chain in solving them and didn't just throw stuff at the wall. The skeptics countered. A 3B crushing MathQA is narrow RL on that task shape, not general smarts. Both are right. The floor for specialized math performance keeps dropping. From PacWars 8B beating GPT-5 on HMMT-2.5 in December to 3B now. But no tool calling means no agentic coding, which limits the practical surface area. Reasoning ability compresses better than world knowledge. That is a real finding, even if the model is a sharp comb with few teeth. A local LaNay thread proposed building a community model via branch train stitch. Distribute a prototype dense model to volunteers. Each trains on their own hardware for a narrow domain. Then organizers stitch the submodels into a large MOE. The logistics are non-trivial. Sabotage detection requires non-uniform utilization in the router. Final healing and RL need full model VRAM H200 class rigs, and the data recipe is the hardest unsolved piece. But the architecture is sound. Independently trained experts, stitched at merge time, lowering coordination cost below what distributed training normally demands. A 2B prototype would maximize participation. A 7B prototype would produce a better final model but limit contributors to 32GB VRAM and above. Whether the community actually executes is TBD, but the technical path is real. Bartowski dropped GGUF quantizations of Cohere's Command A+, making the enterprise RAG-optimized model available for local inference. Early reports were mixed. Some users hit incoherent outputs and infinite thinking loops, suggesting Llama.cpp template support may not be fully baked. At 25B active parameters in an MOE configuration, the speed-quality trade-off is aggressive. The 128GB unified RAM crowd still cannot fit it comfortably. The quantization pipeline grinds on. Everything gets GGUFed eventually. But surviving quantization well remains model-dependent. NVIDIA published Nemotron Labs Diffusion 14B on Hugging Face, their entry into diffusion-based language modeling. At 14B parameters, this is substantially larger than prior attempts like Tencent's WLM8B, which we last covered with skepticism in December 2025. Whether NVIDIA's engineering muscle changes the viability picture for diffusion-based text generation remains to be seen from independent benchmarks.
Supply chain security meets LLM power defense. NPM V12 is shipping with post-install scripts disabled by default. This is genuinely significant. The shy Hulud worm has been rampaging the NPM ecosystem since late 2025, propagating via transitive post-install scripts that steal AWS, GCP, and Azure tokens, then use compromised NPM credentials to publish more malicious packages. The attack vector is brutally simple. You run NPM install Axios, and if any package in the entire dependency tree has a malicious post-install script, it executes on your machine. Three new defaults address this: allow scripts off no /post-install execution, allow get none no malicious.npm or che overrides, and allow remote restricted no dependency resolution from remote URLs. A new minimum release age setting lets you refuse packages younger than end days, which would have caught most shy Hulud variants that were detected within hours to days. The CI/CD angle is the critical one. Automated pipelines that run NPM install with post-install scripts enabled are handing attacker code execution in environments with GitHub PATs and deployment credentials. This fix removes the highway. Credit to Itkoba, who opened an issue about this in 2019 and was ignored for years. On the offensive side, OpenIt Gnostic, Apache 2.0, published a full paper on their 6-stage LLM-powered vulnerability discovery pipeline. The architecture. Static filtering reduces analysis surface by 97% via reachability from external entry points. Claude Sonnet classifies exposure. Claude Opus detects vulnerabilities with a language-agnostic prompt. Adversarial verification simulates a constrained attacker. Dynamic verification generates exploit environments in sandboxed Docker containers that are discarded after use. Results across OpenSSL, WordPress, and Flowise. 64,132 functions filtered to 190 confirmed vulnerabilities. 144 dynamically verified, 75.8% confirmation rate. Cost, $1,461 for 8 repositories. Over 30 vulnerability classes identified. The paper advances the field past the Claude found some bugs stage into a reproducible methodology with cost accounting and false positive reduction.
the closed loop design, semantic reasoning followed by actual exploit execution, is the right architecture for scaling this.
Research frontiers, when models cannot see what they are missing. A new paper introduces concept frustration, a geometric framework for diagnosing when a model's concept ontology is incomplete. The core idea, when human interpretable bottleneck concepts do not cover all the information the data actually carries, the model's internal representations become frustrated, carrying information the concept labels cannot express. The key technical contribution is using the Fisher information metric to detect this frustration in representation space, something invisible in Euclidean distance. The closed form Bayes optimal accuracy decomposition tells you exactly how much performance you are losing to missing concepts. Real experiments on sarcasm detection DeBarta and bird classification Kleip showed that adding a missing concept reorganizes all existing concept representations, not just the new one. This has direct implications for interpretable AI. If your concept bottleneck model is underperforming, the bottleneck itself may be the problem, and the failure mode is geometrically detectable before you know what concept is missing. The Artificial Tripartite Intelligence paper proposes a bio-inspired, sensor-first architecture for physical AI that inverts the usual hierarchy. Three tiers. A brainstem L1 layer handling reflexive responses in under 10 milliseconds, a cerebellum L2 layer doing calibration via contextual bandits, and cerebral L3/L4 layers for local and cloud inference. A Galaxy S25 prototype went from 50% to 88% accuracy with 43.3% fewer cloud calls. The architecture is a direct response to a problem we have tracked. Language abstracts away forces, friction, and timing, making LLM-centric physical AI brittle. By prioritizing raw sensory processing over language-mediated reasoning, the tripartite design sidesteps the embodiment-induced mismatches that make current robotic systems fail in ways their language models cannot predict. Accepted at Mobisys 2026. Classifier-free guidance CFG has been the workhorse trick for improving diffusion model outputs, but a new paper proves it breaks probability conservation in flow-matching models. The analysis decomposes the damage into two terms: divergence that blows up structurally near the data manifold, and a score parallel flux that drives the saturation artifacts everyone has learned to live with. Atomag attenuates the parallel component with a time-dependent schedule, conserving probability without adding any inference cost. On SD3, SD3.5 and flux, it beats CFG, APG, and TAG across metrics. Human evaluation, 60% preferred over standard CFG. The practical implication is immediate. If you are generating images with flow-matching models and tolerating saturation artifacts as the cost of guidance, there is now a zero-cost fix with a theoretical justification for why it works.